The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeg. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeg.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. In today's show, we're going to focus on the thyroid, and we're going to do the entire hour looking at thyroid health. If you have questions about other hormone issues or health problems, you can call and email about those as well. But today, I really want to focus on the thyroid because we have 23% of the population in North America that is already taking thyroid medication. And then we have 30% of the population walking around with low thyroid that is yet to be diagnosed because of the problems that we're having with the thyroid test and the way that we measure thyroid hormone in the body. So let's look at the endocrine system in its entirety. So the endocrine system is your hormone system, and it involves the pituitary gland in the brain, the hypothalamus in the brain, as well as your thyroid gland, which is a butterfly shaped gland that sits wrapped around your windpipe. So when your thyroid gets enlarged, we call that a goiter, that you can actually see it, but you can even feel it around the edges of your windpipe. The parathyroid glands are located on each side of the trachea and near the thyroid, and some people get parathyroid disease. The adrenal glands are also part of the endocrine system, and they sit right on top of your kidneys. And then the ovaries in women are involved in the endocrine system, and the testes in the testicles in men. So that makes up the full endocrine system. And there is a direct connection in women between the thyroid gland and the ovaries. Your ovaries have little receptors on them for thyroid hormone. So when we start to have low thyroid, we start to have period problems, fertility issues, as well as other hormone-related problems that are associated with dysfunction because your thyroid is not telling your ovaries what to do properly. So what does your thyroid gland do for you? That's really what we want to know. It produces two hormones called thyroxine and thyronine. So one of them is T4 thyroid hormone and the other is T3. T3 is the more potent, more active thyroid hormone. And what does the thyroid gland does? Well, it regulates metabolism so all the cells in the body function properly. So literally, your thyroid hormones affect every single cell in the body. And when you start to have low thyroid problems, then you have problems with all the different systems. So let's go through those systems so we really know what the thyroid and how the thyroid affects the body. So the thyroid gland signals your brain. And when you have low thyroid, you get depression, you have decreased concentration, you've got a general lack of interest. People say they feel like they're pushing themselves through the day or they feel flat. They just don't have any va-va-voom anymore. And generally, you have no sex drive either. The heart, your thyroid gland determines how quickly your heart's going to beat. So it determines heart rate. It's also involved in increasing and decreasing blood pressure. So your thyroid is involved in that as well. Your thyroid can also be involved in decreased cardiac output. And when I was writing my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Heart Health, and for the men that they love, what we found was that women who had low thyroid that was not being treated properly, so it wasn't being given adequate thyroid treatment, that women developed congestive heart failure and enlarged heart, and their heart had to beat harder. So if you've got those irregular heartbeats where you feel like your heart's beating in your throat, or in your chest and you can feel it, you most likely have thyroid issues. The kidneys are also involved with the thyroid, so the thyroid tells the kidneys what to do, and we get fluid retention and edema. So if you've got those big, heavy, swollen legs with lots of edema, or you're carrying fluid around, could be because your thyroid is low. And thyroid disease has widespread effects. So three more things that the thyroid is involved in. One is your liver. So the thyroid is involved in the increased production of the lousy cholesterol when you have low thyroid and elevated triglycerides and general elevated total cholesterol. So if you have low thyroid, you can also have high cholesterol. And so if you're going to the doctor and the doctor's telling you, whether you're male or female, that you've got high total cholesterol, then what you should be doing is asking to have your thyroid checked as well. The intestine. So your thyroid determines how quickly food is going to move through your system. And so you get constipated when you have low thyroid. You can get lots and lots of gas and bloating. Men and women often have really distended intestinal tract because they've got low thyroid. And the reproductive system. Women who have low thyroid cannot get pregnant, nor can they stay pregnant. So you absolutely have to have a healthy functioning thyroid to have a good reproductive system. And we know that if you have low thyroid and you actually are able to get pregnant, that this can harm the development of your baby. That's why it's so important to make sure your thyroid is in a good state before you get pregnant. And it's such a shame that we have so many women going through fertility treatments when their thyroid is not at the optimal level. And we're going to talk about what the optimal level for thyroid function is in a few minutes. So your thyroid is involved in the eyes, the brain, the skin, the heart, the uterus, the GI tract, the liver, the heart, the lungs, everything. Your thyroid determines whether or not you're going to be thin or overweight. And if you have low thyroid, it is virtually impossible to lose weight. When the thyroid doesn't work well, we develop most commonly low thyroid. We call that hypothyroidism, but we can also develop hyper or overactive thyroid. And thank goodness overactive thyroid only affects about 5% or less of the population, because hyperthyroid is a very dangerous disease. So we're going to talk about hyperthyroidism first because it's less common. And it is more common among women. We rarely see hyperthyroid in men. And when we talk about hyperthyroid, I'm going to tell you what the symptoms of an overactive thyroid are. So nervousness, you always feel on edge, irritability, you can't sleep, bulging eyes. This is a classic one. If you see your eyes bulging out of your head, you know that you most likely have hyperthyroid. Unblinking stare. These people can just stare at you with these big bulging eyes without blinking. Goiter. So that's an enlarged thyroid. You can often see the growth outside, so it looks like the throat is bulging. Rapid heartbeat, lots of miscarriages in the first trimester, increased sweating. So women who have hyperhidrosis should definitely get their thyroid checked. Heat intolerance, they're hot all the time. Unexplained weight loss. You rarely see someone with hyperthyroid who is overweight or even at their normal healthy weight. Generally, what we see with hyperthyroid is people having extreme weight loss and super, super thin. They have scant menstrual periods, lots of frequent bowel movements, sometimes diarrhea. Their palms are moist, and they sometimes have a fine tremor of the fingers. So when we look at the difference between the two, there's a lot more people in the population with low thyroid. So we're really going to focus on low thyroid today and how to treat low thyroid, because right now we have 23% of the population that is already diagnosed with low thyroid. And then we have another up to 30%. Some people feel it's even more than that, that are undiagnosed yet. They haven't been confirmed that they've got hyperthyroid. So when we look at the signs and symptoms of low thyroid, they're very different than hyperthyroid. So what we start to see is tiredness. You just feel like you're pushing yourself through the day, slower thinking, moodiness, depression, inability to concentrate, thinning hair or hair loss. That's a classic one. You know, you've lost a third of the ends of your eyebrows, and you know that you did not pluck them out. So hair loss is a big one. Dry skin. Your skin is much drier than other people's. You're freezing cold all the time. You've got elevated cholesterol. You've got constipation. Muscle weakness, muscle pain is another one. Difficulty swallowing, persistent dry or sore throat, hoarseness. You know, if you've got a hoarse throat and your voice is changing and your throat is always dry, it could be that you've got low thyroid. Puffy eyes is another one. So that's just some of the symptoms of low thyroid. And we know, because the thyroid is so important for, you know, taking care of our cardiovascular system, our heart, and our nervous system, our brain, as well as our reproductive system, that low thyroid can really cause lots of harm to our overall health. And so if you've got the common symptoms, hair loss on the head, as well as, you know, a loss of the hair on the ends of your eyebrows, constipation, slow heart rate or feeling your heart beating in your chest, freezing cold, weight gain, and you can't lose any weight, you've really got to get tested. There are several ranges when we look at low thyroid. We've got severe low thyroid, we've got mild, and we have subclinical. Subclinical means that you're getting tested, but you're falling in the normal range of the blood test. And the normal range of the blood test is 0.5 to 5.5. That's what you would be classified as normal at the doctor's office. You are not diagnosed with low thyroid until your TSH, which stands for thyroid stimulating hormone test, is over 5.5. So when we use the word subclinical low thyroid, it means you're getting normal tests at the doctor's office, but you have all those symptoms I just talked about. And we generally see when people have their TSH go above 2, between 2 and 5.5, that's when we see lots and lots of low thyroid or subclinical low thyroid with all the symptoms that we're talking about. Most people, by the time they finally hit 5.5 and the doctor says they have true low thyroid and need medication, they've packed on 30 pounds, their hair is falling out, they're constipated, they've got no sex drive. They just feel awful. So we've really got to focus on the test result. And even if your doctor is telling you your tests are normal, you've got to get in there and find out what that number is. And I always ask people to get copies of their blood tests. And people who've heard me talk, you've been listening to the other podcasts for the shows, know that I really harp on this, because you want to keep your own home health file. So you want to have your own home health file that you can refer back to see what's going on with your thyroid. So if you had a TSH, you know, 2 years ago of 3 and now it's 4.5, we need to do something now to fix it, to get it back into that normal range. So we want to have our TSH below 2. For myself, I feel fantastic when my thyroid stimulating hormone test is at 0.9. When it goes close to 2, I start to get symptoms. I can really feel the difference. And that's because I've become so connected to my TSH number and the connection between symptoms. So what's going on in the brain, your pituitary sends a message to the thyroid. That is the thyroid stimulating hormone. And then your thyroid determines if it's going to make T4. And then there's a conversion of T4 to the more potent, more active T3. And we want to have T3 in adequate numbers as well. In Canada, it's virtually impossible to get your general practitioner to test TSH, T4, and T3. They will generally only test T3 and T4 if you have true low thyroid in the range of above 5.5 or more. And that's always confusing to people. They're always surprised to find out that they have to have a TSH above 5.5. You think low thyroid, why isn't the number low? But the higher your TSH, the lower your thyroid. Conversely, the lower the number of your TSH, the more hyper or overactive your thyroid is. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about all the things that are interfering with the thyroid and why we're having an epidemic of low thyroid today.
fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Have you figured out what's not working in your sex life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her sex life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure. Her guests also come from the sexual health and wellness industry. And together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get the sex life you've always longed for. Let's Figure It Out Intimately airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to Ask Lorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, I have lots of questions, but I'm going to hold them to the third segment of the show today, just because I want to give you a full overview, and we may answer the questions in the meantime. So, what is causing all this low thyroid? Well, we tend to see more low thyroid in the northern U.S. states and in Canada than we do in the south. Although we are seeing lots of low thyroid in the southern U.S. states as well. You need to have adequate amounts of vitamin D to make thyroid hormone, and vitamin D is actually the only vitamin that has a hormone-like action in the body itself. So we need to have adequate amounts of vitamin D. And what is adequate amounts? Well, I think we should be getting about 2,000 IUs of vitamin D3 per day. Some people need much more than that. If you've got low thyroid, you may need 3,000 IUs of vitamin D per day. You need to make sure it's vitamin D3. So that's important. So low vitamin D is a reason for having low thyroid. Fluoride consumption, so drinking fluoridated water, using fluoridated toothpaste and mouthwash is another reason for low thyroid, because we know that fluoride blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone. So it's important to have, to make sure that you clean up your water supply. You know, put those filters on your shower head. Buy a filter for your kitchen tap that gets rid of fluoride, and don't use fluoridated toothpaste or fluoridated mouthwash. As well, if your mom has low thyroid, make sure when you go to the dentist that only have dental x-rays when you have to, and make sure they pull that shield from the x-ray way up underneath your jawline so that you're not getting any x-ray on your thyroid, because that contributes to thyroid disease as well. And then not having enough minerals in our soil. And you know, since the cardiologists have told everybody to stop eating salt, salt contains potassium iodide. It was actually added to our salt to help deal with the epidemic of low thyroid that we have in North America today. And now, of course, we are seeing people not eating table salt anymore. And as a result, we're seeing an increase in low thyroid and goiters, so abnormal growths in the thyroid. Another reason for having low thyroid is not getting enough protein. You need adequate amounts of protein in your diet to get the amino acid tyrosine, which is used to make thyroid hormone in the body. And women tend not to eat as much meat as men do. So that's one of the contributing factors as well. What are the common things that block the uptake of thyroid hormone? And there are lots of things that act like estrogen in the environment, because we know that estrogen blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone. So how do we know that? Well, from studies where women were taking Premarin, which is pregnant mare's urine estrogen, one of the things they discovered was that it blocked the uptake of thyroid hormone, and people would get increased low thyroid when they went on oral estrogens. So even if you're taking bioidentical estrogen, if you're on bioidentical oral estrogens, not the creams, but the oral type, that could be inhibiting your thyroid as well. And the birth control pills in some people can also inhibit thyroid hormones. So if you've got a mom with low thyroid or a whole family with low thyroid, then you should probably think twice about taking the birth control pill. We also have all these environmental estrogens that act just like estrogen in the body and block thyroid hormone. And those are pesticides. Pesticides fit right into your estrogen receptors, just like estrogen made by the body. Cosmetics. You need to read the labels of your cosmetics, because if they have parabens and phthalates, these block the uptake of thyroid hormone as well. So start to become a really good label reader of all your cosmetics. Dry cleaning chemicals, fabric softeners, all the plastics. So BPA we heard about for the baby bottles. Well, there's lots of different estrogenic compounds in plastics today. So read the plastics. Make sure that you use glass or stainless steel containers, and never microwave anything in plastic, because the estrogenic compounds in the plastic then leach into our foods. Use organic, wild, free-range, fresh meat and dairy. Do not eat soy foods. That's one food, and I hate to even call soy foods a food, but soy products block the uptake of thyroid hormone quite dramatically. So those are all the things that are linked to causing low thyroid. It's, you know, considering how many things are involved in causing low thyroid, it's surprising that half the population doesn't have low thyroid. So when we have too much estrogen, whether it's made by our body or whether we get it from the environment, it blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone and elevates thyroid binding globulin. So that's the whole process there. And we see increased abnormal growths in the thyroid as well. We call those goiters. So if you've got nodules on your thyroid and your doctor's evaluating them, you want to get rid of all the estrogenic things I just talked about a moment ago. And how do you know if you've got too much estrogen if your doctor won't test for it? And we know that blood tests for estrogen are pretty useless. Well, if you've got uterine fibroids, breast cysts, acne, as well as things like endometriosis, fibroids, period problems, these are all signs that you already have too much estrogen in relationship to your other hormones. And if you're on oral estrogen therapy, hormone replacement therapy, whether it be synthetic or bioidentical, I truly suggest you look at alternatives to that, especially if you've already been diagnosed with low thyroid. The other thing I want to tell you about is the impact of low thyroid on maternal health. So that's for women who are trying to have babies, and on the fetus, so the baby that you're trying to grow inside you. So uncontrolled low thyroid is involved in miscarriages, and especially reoccurring miscarriages. Uncontrolled low thyroid also causes anemia, and generally women who have low thyroid have heavy periods, which gives them even more anemia. We're also finding polycystic ovarian syndrome to be very common in people who have low thyroid. We also see fetal death and stillbirths associated with low thyroid, and preterm or premature deliveries. Low birth weight in babies that are born to moms who have true low thyroid. And preeclampsia, that's when the placenta removes itself from the wall of the uterus. Developmental abnormalities, including reduced IQ. This is why the body is so amazing. You know, the body is amazing. When your thyroid goes low, it won't let you get pregnant and stay pregnant. So it's almost a thank you, because otherwise you could have babies with low IQ or problems because of the low thyroid. So if you're trying to get pregnant, you want to have, and I really recommend that you go listen to the podcast that we have, so you can, the previous one that we've done on infertility, so you can understand how important it is to get certain tests done before you start to try to have a baby. And we know that thyroid hormone affects the baby when you're pregnant. So during the first trimester, during early gestation, the fetus or the baby receives thyroid hormone from the mother. And the mother's T4 crosses the placenta, and it's the only hormone that does. And the fetus's need, or the baby's need for thyroxin, starts to increase as early as 5 weeks. So you've only been pregnant for 5 weeks and your baby needs thyroid hormone. So if you're low in thyroid, this can affect how smart your baby's going to be. So fetal thyroid development does not begin until 10 to 12 weeks. And then your baby can make its own thyroid hormone around 12 weeks and continues until the baby's born. So the baby relies on the mother's T4 exclusively before 12 weeks of gestation and then partially thereafter. That's why if mom has low thyroid, the baby's going to take lots of her T4, her T4 thyroid hormone. And if she doesn't have enough, then the body miscarries the baby, because the baby has to have enough thyroid hormone for normal brain development and normal nerve development in the body. So we know that a low thyroid in a pregnant woman causes all kinds of terrible problems. So we truly do not want to have you with a TSH above 2 if you're trying to get pregnant. You want your TSH to be below 2 in order for you to get pregnant and stay pregnant and be healthy moving forward. And I can't stress this enough, because it's associated with having a healthy baby and a super smart baby as well. Low IQs of the children whose mothers were not treated was found in many, many studies, and we've got lots of references to that. And undiagnosed subclinical low thyroid. So that's the women that keep getting a normal test at the doctor's office, meaning they're in the range. They're in that 2 to 5.5 range. They're still normal as far as the doctor is concerned. Women who had subclinical low thyroid were more likely to be complicated by preterm deliveries and placenta abruption. So that means when the placenta comes off the wall of the uterus, which, of course, is life-threatening to the baby. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what we can do to fix low thyroid. How can we get our thyroid working better? And then we're going to take your questions.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin, found in GlucoSmart, can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Leadership is a destination, but how do you get there? More importantly, how do you maximize your power and influence and develop more leaders in your organization? Learn from proven leaders and proven practices. Join Drs. Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler for Leadership Development News. This program will help you develop the next leaders in your organization, balance your work life, manage your boss, and manage yourself. We'll feature cutting-edge interviews with industry experts and authors. Leadership Development News, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live.
To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
So, before the break, we talked about all of the things affecting low thyroid, and now we're going to talk about how to fix it, because the great news is, like with pretty much everything other than broken bones and heart attacks, we're quite able to use natural medicine to solve our health problems. The first thing is we've got to eat right. So you have to eat lots of vegetables. This is important. And the foods that contain iodine are things like olives. Olives have lots of iodine in them, as well as seaweeds and nori. So sea vegetables are always a good one to add. And now you can get these nori chips that are quite yummy. These are just flakes of seaweed that are also helpful for the thyroid as well. And the reason why Asian diets can eat more soy is because they also eat lots of nori and they have lots of seafood. So foods that have more iodine in them than North American diets. So we have to eat protein for breakfast. That's absolutely the key. You've got to start with an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake, protein powder in yogurt. You want to get that tyrosine from the protein to make thyroid hormone. And you want to have a great multivitamin with minerals because the thyroid needs selenium. It needs other ingredients like molybdenum. It needs minerals to make the thyroid work properly. And they also believe the reason why we have so much low thyroid in the northern states and northern Canada is because our soils are depleted of minerals because of the early ice age. So we want to make sure that we get our overall health increase. So no fluoride, no soy foods. They're the worst. There is this myth out there that if you eat broccoli, it's going to block your thyroid hormone. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and kale, you'd have to eat 10 cups of them every day, and you'd have to eat them raw in order for them to block the uptake of thyroid hormone. So those veggies are good for you. They are hormone balancing, so we definitely want to make sure we have enough of those vegetables in our diet. So you're now going to eat protein for breakfast. You're going to have healthy fats in your diet. You're also going to take a vitamin D supplement along with your multivitamin, multimineral. And if you want, you could take our MultiSmart, which has 1,000 IUs of vitamin D3 in a very absorbable form, along with all the other cofactors that we need for thyroid support. But we also want to look at our stress levels, because when we're under a tremendous amount of stress, the first thing that happens is our adrenals become exhausted or tired, and then our thyroid goes low. So the adrenals and the thyroid talk to each other, just like in women, the ovaries and the thyroid communicate with each other. But the adrenal-thyroid connection is a big one. If you're under lots and lots of stress, it makes it very, very hard for your thyroid to work well. And so if you are under stress, then we use the adrenal support herbs that we have in AdrenaSmart along with the thyroid support herbs. So what thyroid herbs are the ones that we want to use? Ashwagandha. Googles are another one. And Googles and ashwagandha combined increase T4 thyroid hormone and the conversion of T4 to T3. Then you need potassium iodide, some tyrosine, and these ingredients are found in ThyroSmart. And so you take 2 ThyroSmart at breakfast. If you are that person who has the symptoms of low thyroid, but your doctor won't give you thyroid medication, then what if you're that person who went on Synthroid or levothyroxine, which is T4 thyroid hormone, and over time you notice at first you felt great. You felt really good when you got that thyroid medication. Then over time you notice that your symptoms started to come back. So as a result, what we do for you is you stay on your thyroid medication. You take it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and then we give you 2 ThyroSmart at breakfast. And this is to get you converting T4 to T3, because as I said, the reason why Synthroid or levothyroxine doesn't work for you so well after a while is because you lose that ability to convert T4 to T3. So let's talk about what we can do again, just to reiterate how we can fix the thyroid. The first thing we want to do is eat better. So you want to have foods that are rich in lots of vitamins and minerals. So you protein at breakfast. You want to have all kinds of dark colored vegetables. If you're going to have fruit, one serving a day is plenty. A great multivitamin with minerals that contains vitamin D3. And then we also want to make sure you de-stress your life. Clean up the fluoride, get rid of that. Don't eat soy foods either. And then take 2 ThyroSmart for breakfast with food. So if you have to eat food at breakfast now, that's the key factor. And then if you're on a Synthroid or Levothyroxine, then you would take your Synthroid or Levothyroxine first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and then 2 ThyroSmart with breakfast. And ThyroSmart is so safe, you could eat bottlefuls of it and never cause your thyroid to go overactive. And it's so safe. In Canada, we have a natural health product number on ThyroSmart for the support of low thyroid. Also, now we're going to take some questions. We've got a lot of questions from emails and callers. And before I take the questions, I just also wanted to mention something that I forgot. Someone was asking me about calcitonin. And calcitonin is a thyroid hormone. It's involved in the balance of blood calcium levels in the body. It lowers the amount of calcium and phosphate in the blood as required by inhibiting bone breakdown and accelerating the assimilation or the absorption of calcium into the bones. Thus, the thyroid is involved in bone health and also diseases such as osteoporosis. So if you have hyperthyroid, that can cause osteoporosis. And if you have low thyroid, that can cause osteoporosis as well. So it's important that you always have that thyroid in the right range. And that right range is 0.5 to 2. So someone asked, why is it that we've got this big range of thyroid if it's not the right range? Well, interestingly enough, that range of normal at the doctor's office for TSH, that range of 0.5 to 5.5, that was determined by males, not women. Remember, more women have low thyroid than men. Males who had their TSH tested, and this was a group of 20-year-old males. So an average 27-year-old male, his normal range of thyroid hormone would be 0.5 to 5.5. I can tell you that if they change this reference range by looking at hundreds of thousands of 40-year-old women, they would know that the range needs to be 0.5 to 2 or 2.5. And there's lots of research and controversy about this. But today, many states in the U.S., their range of normal is 0.5 to 2.5 for TSH. And of course, T4 and T3 are also important components of that if you can get your doctor to test them also. I always tell people we don't really even need to look at the test if you have the symptoms, because if you've got the symptoms of low thyroid, we already know that you have low thyroid because you've got constipation, high cholesterol, you've gained weight, your hair is thinning, you know, especially that loss of a third of the ends of your eyebrows and thinning hair on the head. Those are all classic signs of low thyroid. And of course, today we're seeing all these growths on the thyroid, which are more concerning, and lots of thyroid cancers. And I think the reason why we're seeing this is because we've become so overzealous at x-raying the teeth in kids every 6 months. I mean, one of the things that I did when my kids were little was had a very strict no fluoride, no x-ray rule. I mean, if the child has a cavity, they're going to see it. And they're going to find out how big the cavity is when they go in to fix it. Why do they need to x-ray? And they'll say, oh, to see cavities between the teeth. If you really feel the need to x-ray your child's teeth, do it every couple of years or every 3 years and have them chew xylitol gum, which will remineralize or fill in dental cavities, which would be a much better treatment than having x-ray, x-ray, x-ray. Fluoride treatments, that's a whole other show. Fluoride is a toxin. It blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone. Kids that have great nutrition and take good care of their teeth and chew xylitol gum, do not develop dental cavities. So breastfeeding is best for kids, and not giving children a bottle with juice or having them drink lots of fruit juice also is very helpful for the thyroid gland. Because we don't want to have those x-rays. We don't want to use that fluoride as well. And I'm sure that you, if you're listening to this show, you already know that fluoride is a toxin. We have a caller from Toronto, and so we're going to take her call.
Hello.
Hi, Madeline.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How can I help you?
Hi. I started losing my hair when I was about 12, and I've seen about 13 different doctors. No one really gave me a reason why. And I always felt like I had, like, hypothyroid or something, but, like, no one could ever help me with that. I also had, like, acne on my back and really irritable. And I just had, like, I just knew there was a hormonal imbalance.
Okay.
And just recently I went to a bioidentical hormone doctor, and he told me that my DHT was really high.
Okay.
It was in,
and How old are you now?
I'm 21.
You're 21. Okay. So there's two reasons for hair loss. The first reason is low iron. And do you have normal periods or periods heavy?
My period is quite heavy. When he checked my iron, he said it was quite normal. It was at 91.
Okay. So when we look at iron levels, there's two tests you have to have done. One is a hemoglobin and one is a ferritin. And your hair follicles are full of ferritin, which is your iron storage. And when your ferritin levels decline, your hair falls out. So the normal range for ferritin at the doctor's office is 15 to 150. And you should be around 70. So you want to look at ferritin. Hemoglobin, your hemoglobin should be around 140. Now, so you probably have low iron and have had low iron for a long time. You may not be anemic, but you don't have to be anemic to lose your hair. You just have to have low iron. So that's the first thing I'd go back and have checked. You want your ferritin to be at 70. If it's below 70, and remember, normal in the doctor's office is 15. So if you're below 70, you can lose all of your hair. So that's important. In regards to the elevated DHT, that could mean that you have polycystic ovarian syndrome, which would go hand in hand with the acne. So the way we fix that is we use EstraSmart. And you would start taking 4 capsules of EstraSmart a day, and that will bring your male and female hormones back into the normal range. You'll love it. And then 1 capsule of GlucoSmart. GlucoSmart brings male hormones, DHT and testosterone, back into the normal range as well. So get your iron checked, and then you want to go on 4 capsules of EstraSmart and 1 capsule of GlucoSmart.
GlucoSmart. I also noticed that my DHEAS was elevated to 11.6. So I looked at your product of the AdrenoSmart, and I was just wondering if that was safe to take as well.
Okay, so the DHEAS that's elevated goes hand in hand with the polycystic ovarian syndrome. So if they would have done a free testosterone, they would have found that that was probably high. The DHT is the conversion of your healthy testosterone into the bad one, which causes lots of hair loss. And elevated DHEAS also is associated with hair loss in women and male facial hair growth and acne and weight gain. So I'm pretty sure you have PCOS, and the treatment for that to bring your DHEA down, to bring your cortisol, your testosterone, and your DHT in line, we use EstraSmart and GlucoSmart, and in 3 months you're going to feel like a new woman.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to answer all the other questions we have.
Thank you so much, Lorna.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women.
Get Lorna Vanderhaeghe's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Tune in to Your Health Workshop Weekly for the most up-to-date information and support on a variety of health issues. Host Mary Shulman, a best-selling author and patient advocate, will speak with guests and answer your questions on items like thyroid issues, hair loss, hormone balance, diet, and more. We'll bring you the support and tools so that you can be educated on what to do next when visiting your doctor and other medical professionals. Your Health Workshop airs live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
I just want to remind everybody to listen to the previous podcast that we have posted on the website. So you can go to the website at hormonehealth.com. You can link through to Voice America and listen to all of the past talk shows. And we have shows on everything from infertility to menopause to beautiful skin. And so please go and listen to those. And the great thing is, you know, you can sit at home and you can listen to any of those shows at length. You can put them on pause and come back to listen to them later. And we also have lots of free books on the website. Get a Grip on Arthritis, an A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health, your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution. And, of course, I hope you go up to the bookstores online and in the store and pick up a copy of my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones, so that you can learn more about your hormones in general. Because The Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones is a Bible. It's for everything you need to know about hormones, from polycystic ovarian syndrome to precocious puberty in kids to menopause symptoms to stress. It's all there for you. So Marjorie sent an email and she says, I have low thyroid and I'm always depressed and feel sad. My doctor doesn't think that there's anything wrong with my thyroid and he just wants me to take antidepressants, which I really don't want to take. So now that you've listened to the show, you want to know what your TSH number is. You want it to be below 2. If we're depressed, sad, have low moods, angry outbursts, panic attacks, feelings of just, you know, dread and doom. A lot of us have these feelings of dread all the time that something's bad's going to happen. You really need to start on Smile. And Smile is a vegetarian enteric coated 5-HTP. 5-HTP is used by your body to make serotonin, which is your happy hormone. And 5-HTP is safe. A lot of people have tried 5-HTP in the past. It does not work if it's not enteric coated. So it has to be enteric coated when you buy it. And I'd start off with a couple hundred milligrams at bedtime. You can add 100 milligrams during the day. And the maximum dose for Smile is 600 milligrams. My daughter and I were just talking about postpartum depression. And how many women are suffering with postpartum depression? You can take Smile if you're suffering with postpartum depression as well. And you can use Smile to come off your antidepressants. So we wean off the antidepressants while we're taking increasing doses of Smile. I also have an email from Jamie, and she says, I'm on Synthroid, but want to switch to Armour. What do you think? Well, Armour thyroid is desiccated thyroid hormone. And that's a whole pig thyroid hormone. And the reason why I like a desiccated thyroid is because it gives you T3 and T4. Remember, when you take Synthroid or levothyroxine, that's only T4 thyroid hormone. So I really love the desiccated thyroid hormones. The problem is, if your doctor has never prescribed them, then you really need to find somebody who's very good at using them, because if they don't know what they're doing, they can make you feel very bad. So the first thing is to make sure that your doctor is very good at using desiccated thyroid to get your dose right, to find the right dose for you. And generally they do TSH, T3, and T4 tests every couple of weeks till they get you in the right range. So the first thing is find a good doctor who knows how to use desiccated thyroid. I have another question, and this is from Christina. I'm 45 and I have low thyroid. I take Synthroid and my daughter now has the symptoms. The doctor thinks she's fine. She's 14. Can she take ThyroSmart? I don't want her to have to go through the nightmare I did of gaining 30 pounds before the doctor will give her the drug. The answer is yes. You know, if you've got the symptoms of low thyroid and your doctor told you you're not going to get thyroid medication, definitely go on ThyroSmart. And as soon as we're 90 pounds, then we can take the adult dose of any nutritional supplement. So she should take 2 capsules at breakfast with food. And the great thing about ThyroSmart is it works well and it works fast. Generally within a month, people are going to notice quite a big difference. You also want to take an excellent multivitamin with minerals. And you also want to make sure that she has enough vitamin D3. So I have a message from Kevin. He says, I'm always constipated. I'm freezing cold all the time. And I don't think my doctor's ever checked my thyroid. Well, if you're constipated and freezing cold all the time, you need to go on ThyroSmart, because, you know, I've got so many people who have severe constipation who have been told to drink more water, eat more roughage. Well, those are all good suggestions, but if you have low thyroid, it's not going to solve your constipation problem. So go to the doctor, get tested. It's always good to know that number. Why do I want you to know the number? Because when you go on ThyroSmart, you will start to see your TSH levels coming back down, 4.7 to 4.3. And I've had a couple of emails from people thanking me today on the show for ThyroSmart, because they were able to get their TSH back into the normal range and as a result avoid having to go on thyroid hormone. Karen says, I can't lose weight. Do you think it's my thyroid? I've tried everything. Well, it won't hurt to try ThyroSmart. This is the great news. I'd use ThyroSmart along with CLA Plus and GlucoSmart to get that weight to come off. And those three things combined, along with a great diet, lots of protein, green vegetables, and healthy fats. And go listen to our previous show that we've done earlier on weight loss, how to get that weight off effortlessly. And you'll notice a big section is attributed to low thyroid, which I feel is associated with the epidemic of obesity we see today, because it goes hand in hand. John's also emailed. I'm trying to whiz through your questions because we've only got a couple of minutes till the end of the show. John emailed, I have high cholesterol and the drugs aren't working. Do you think it could be low thyroid? And I do. I think it could be low thyroid. And please, John, go up and read your 30-day Heart Smart solution so we can get you off those cholesterol drugs as soon as possible. In women, they've done a big study where they looked at 53,000 women who were taking the cholesterol-lowering statin drugs and found that it increased those women's risk of breast cancer. They've actually never looked at what the cholesterol-lowering drugs do to male hormones, but I can almost guarantee you they disrupt male hormones as well. So you want to get off those cholesterol-lowering drugs using products like citronol and good quality fish oils like calamari oil, and also go on ThyroSmart. A couple of capsules at breakfast. It's so safe. This is something that you can try to see what it's going to do for you. Thank you very much to everybody who's been listening to the show today. Thank you to the callers who've called in. And thank you again for all your email questions. Tune in next week again so that we can answer your questions. And make sure you go to the website, We've got thousands of pages of information on the website at hormonehelp.com. Lots of free books. Sign up for my free online newsletter. I'm actually going to send one out next week, and pick up a copy of A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones at your local bookstore.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again soon.
And I feel nice. That's your little spot.